With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Wildfire season is slowing down and trending well below average in the number of fires, acres burned, and cost to the state budget. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The forecast of the state's 2018 fire bill is only a sliver of the cost of last year's historic fire season, according to a report from legislative researchers published Wednesday. John Tubbs, the director of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, knocked on a wooden podium last week when he briefed state lawmakers on the cost of managing fires this year.
It looks like we might just come in under $8 million.
If that's the case, it would put Montana significantly under the more than $20 million average cost to the state per fire season over the last decade. The costs of firefighting last year, around $70 million, played a role in the derailing of the state's budget, leading to a special legislative session and sweeping cuts across state agencies. As of early September, just over 74,000 acres had burned in Montana. This time last year, that number was 1.2 million. It's a relief to Montana's firefighting savings account, which remained drained from the 2017 season heading into this year. DNRC estimates the fire fund balance was around $5 million at the end of August. Officials add that fire season is still active and the state's final costs of this year's fire season are still unknown. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Lee Enterprises announced it's closing Montana Magazine after nearly 50 years. Manager Matt Gibson says the dynamics of the publishing business have changed and, quote, the magazine has reached the end of its distinguished run, unquote. U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale's campaign is seeking a new venue for a Bozeman rally after a restaurant manager said he didn't know about the booking and wants to stay politically neutral. The campaign announced yesterday that Donald Trump Jr. and former Fox News personality Kimberly Guilfoyle would be at the Midtown Tavern on September 25th to campaign for Rosendale, a Republican challenging Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester. Tavern manager Jeff Wilcox told KMMS AM that there was a miscommunication over a booked event. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports a recent poll shows Tester 2 points ahead of Rosendale in a tight race for the Senate seat. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have also visited Montana to campaign on Rosendale's behalf. Yellowstone National Park is reporting new thermal activity, including a rare eruption of Ear Spring. The activity is in Upper Geyser Basin on the other side of the Firehole River from Old Faithful. Normally a placid pool, Ear Spring erupted 20 to 30 feet on Saturday. It was the first eruption of its size since 1957. Along with water, it flung high into the air coins, trash, and other debris tourists have discarded into the spring over the years. A new feature has also formed on Geyser Hill and continues to pulse up and down directly under a section of boardwalk. The park has observed increased activity in other features in the area as well. The park has closed some nearby boardwalks and trails. This has also been the most active year in more than 3 decades for Steamboat Geyser in Yellowstone's Norris Geyser Basin, which is the tallest active geyser in the world. Park officials say changes like these are common and do not indicate increased volcanic activity in the park as a whole. Two women who were sexually abused as children say the Jehovah's Witnesses failed to report their abuser to authorities in Montana and instead expelled him from the congregation as punishment until he repented. The Thompson Falls trial that begins Monday is one of dozens of lawsuits filed nationwide over the last decade alleging mismanagement of sexual abuse claims by Jehovah's Witness clergy and members. The women, now 32 and 21 years old, are suing the Christian religion's national organization and its Thompson Falls congregation. Jehovah's Witness attorneys say in court filings that Montana law exempts elders from reporting, quote, internal ecclesiastical proceedings on a congregation member's serious sin, unquote.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Organizations that provide care for people with mental health problems in Montana say they've reached an agreement with the state health department to redesign a big portion of the system they work in. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The last year has seen significant dismantling of services for people with mental health needs in Montana because of state budget troubles. Many of those services are paid for with Medicaid dollars from the state and federal government. The funding crisis is now producing a new relationship between care providers and the state. Mary Windecker represents more than 30 providers as the executive director of the Behavioral Health Alliance of Montana.
I think we can rebuild it in a sustainable, really cost-effective way so that these people aren't left without a safety net.
Windecker says officials with Montana's Department of Public Health and Human Services verbally committed last week to craft a new system for case management. The goal of case management services is to help people with mental health issues live independently instead of being put in an institution. Windecker says she'd like to see changes in how Medicaid pays, but it's unclear exactly what the new case management system will look like. She says this partnership with the state is new and there are no details yet for the goals or outlines for their joint work. The state health department declined an interview request and did not confirm or deny any specific agreement to work with mental health providers on a new case management system. In an email, DPHHS spokesperson John Ebelt wrote, quote, "Clearly, public input will be important as we work toward the redesign of the case management systems in Montana. We look forward to this collaboration in the coming weeks," unquote. Next week, the health department will take public comment from Medicaid providers in Helena on Governor Steve Bullock's plan to restore about $30 million into public health programs that were cut during the state's budget crisis earlier this year. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.